I'm going to talk about something, a subject that the Lord put this in my heart to inspire you, to encourage you, to let you know that long as you stay with the Lord, you can't lose. So 1 Timothy 6:12. And that's going to be my subject, though, first few words. Fight the good fight of faith. Everybody say that with me. Fight the good fight of faith. What did the Lord say? Fight the good fight of faith. Notice something about this verse. He said, fight the good fight. He didn't just say fight. And then, did he? He said, fight. He didn't tell her what kind of fight. Fight the good fight. All right. Then he tells us, also, he said, fight the good fight of faith. You notice something else he didn't say? He never told you to fight the devil. Amen. And he never told you to fight one another. Right? He never said that. He said, fight. See, we're to fight. There ought to be some fight in you tonight. And it ought to be the right fight. And it's a good fight. And the reason why it's a good fight, I want y'all to listen now, because this is a fight you always win. Faith don't ever lose. It may be failed to put into action by those that attempt to do it in just reasoning and unbelief, but when faith is put to work, it works every time. Every time. So he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good confession before many witnesses. Why does the Bible says for us to fight the good fight of faith? Answer, because we always win. Because we what? Say, I always win. Hallelujah. Not sometime, but I always win. Every time I put faith to work, I always win. Let's lay a foundation on this, why we should, and what basis and what foundation of truth we have that we know that we can fight and win. All right? We will notice some scripture. We notice that the scripture says fight the good fight of faith, right? Why? Because it's a fight that you can't lose when you follow God's instruction. What kind of fight? A fight that you can't lose. I think it might have been Gail, somebody said, you know, we go through the process because the fight is already fixed. Just got to go through the process. You know, people have done this, and it's illegal on their part, but when God do something, he never does anything illegal. Amen. They will pay off the person that's challenging the other person if it's a boxing match. They will buy them off and say, just go through the process and throw the fight. And they call it a fixed fight. The guy know you're going to win, the one that's, you know. But when you go in there, you know, like I saw some old classic boxing by Frazier and Muhammad Ali, that was no fixed fight. They were really after it. But God had already fixed it. Satan can't win. You should go through the process. Amen. Just duke it out with him. Hallelujah. But listen to this. I want to give you a good foundation of to reiterate some things, to enlighten you, to share. Sometimes we need to be reminded. And he tells us what faith is. See, you need to know what you're dealing with, right? If you don't understand what faith is, and many years ago I've taught on faith, and you still have to do it, because faith should be used every day of your life, all through life. You ought to be exercising, using your faith every day. You ought to be believing God for something every day. Amen. You breathe every day, don't you? I mean, you went through the day today, you didn't breathe at all. You just sort of sailed through the day. You wouldn't be sitting here with me. Amen. Hallelujah. So, number one, now Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith, this is King James, now faith is the substance of thing what? Hope for, and what else? Evidence of thing not seen. Let's look at it. Look at this now. Now faith is, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time because I'm headed to I got a point I need to get to that the Lord instructed me to talk about. Now faith is a substance. Now notice what faith is. Now is now. It's all, it's now. And it's substance. Now in the realm of the spirit, you know, it's substance. In this natural realm, those where you are sitting there, those chairs are substance. If they were invisible and unseen and like a cloud or fog or something, you try to sit in them, they would just disappear, wouldn't even appear. But they're tangible, touchable, and you understand what they are, how to contact them, how to walk in, and don't go over there and stand in the corner and say, I wonder why they're all over there doing what they're doing. No, you know what they're for you to sit down in. You understand that well. Nobody has to explain it to the smallest person in this building. Are you listening to me? I want to make this real simple, but I want to be clear. Just so you understand that with your mind, with your understanding, you can understand with your spirit what faith is, that is tangible. You can handle it. Just like you can handle that chair, you got vehicle you drove in, you can handle it. That's tangible. Faith in the realm of the spirit is tangible. It's real. It's a reality. You can lay hold on it with your spirit. You can release it. And when you release it, it has power to accomplish whatever you say, whatever been said, what you release it to. Faith will go and make it be what you said. And whatever's there is not right, have to leave, because faith spoke and faith act, and power release and power move what is not right, because you're supposed to be whole. You're supposed to be healed. You're supposed to be sound. You're supposed to have a peace of mind. You're supposed to be at peace. You're supposed to walk in victory. Hallelujah. You are protected from the seen and the unseen. And faith trusts what eyes can't see. Faith believe and act on what ears can't hear. Are you listening to me tonight? So it's a now faith deal. That means faith lives in the now. It's not a yesterday thing, not a tomorrow thing. It's a now, because that's where you live, in the now.